Every now and then, I feel the inexplicable need to get away from the city for a bit. Sometimes it's just a long hike by myself, but other times it's a weekend away to just do my own thing. A while ago, I found the perfect getaway. It's a few hours' drive, but honestly, completely worth it. A tiny cabin in a giant park, a few lakes nearby, and lots of trails around. I've managed to figure out that sweet spot during the year when kids are back in school, so there's just no one else around. I've gone a few times now, and every time is somehow better than the last. There's even a little town nearby with a bakery and a coffee shop, which honestly just makes for the perfect stop on the drive home. As per usual, let me set this up for you. It's a small wooden cabin with a deck on the corner of the park, a long trail leading up to it. Completely tucked away. Inside is a bunk bed. The bottom half is a raised king so that luggage can be slid underneath. The top is a double and it's more loft style, so the second bunk is higher up. You're a little less likely to smack your head on it. There is a little kitchen with everything you need, and a small table with some board games stored under the bench, and a wood stove for when the temperatures dip at night. Behind the cabin is a small bonfire pit with a few chairs, a wood pile stacked up against the wall of the cabin. And I'm willing to admit that my fire building skills are complete shit. So sometimes it's a weekend of cold meals and cold nights. There's no signal at the cabin, so it really is just a weekend away from everything. I love going down there and hiking all day long so I can crash hard at night after sitting on the deck for a little bit. Take advantage of the fact that there are no lights around, so the sky is completely lit up with stars. I've always gone to the cabin alone, but I admit that I think it could be fun to go with someone, have someone to spend the cold nights with. I picture myself sitting on one of the chairs around the fire pit, knees pulled up to my chest with a blanket around me as I watch you get the fire going. No pressure, but you have to be in charge of that part. I can be in charge of the necessities, like ingredients for s'mores. Once the fire is going and marshmallows are roasting, it starts a debate. What's the perfect way to make a s'more? Are you a burn the marshmallow to a crisp and peel it apart person? Or are you a roasted golden brown person? I'm watching you attempt to assemble your perfect s'more when I call dibs on it. In return, you jokingly offer me the sticky marshmallow that's stuck to your fingers instead. I reach out, wrap my fingers around your wrist, and lean forward before placing two of your fingers in my mouth, cleaning them before letting you have them back. And just like that, the s'mores are forgotten. And I'm no longer sitting with my knees to my chest, but rather sitting on my knees in front of you. The nice thing about bonfires are the comfy clothes that everyone wears for them. No buttons, no belts, no zippers. It's easy for you to lift your hips for a moment and for your sweatpants to be pulled down mid-thigh. I'm more than happy to run my tongue up your length before wrapping my fingers around it, so I can stroke it while looking up at you. And my tongue licks the head before my lips wrap around the rest of it, and you can't help but moan at the sensation of my warm mouth in the cold night. Your hand feels heavy at the back of my head, fingers wrapped up in my hair while I eagerly bob my head up and down. Eventually, your fingers tighten and you pull my head backwards slightly, pulling my muff off of you while you tell me it's time to go inside. You help me up and I head to go indoors while you ensure that the fire is actually fully out. Inside the cabin is cold, the wood stove not yet used, so when you come into the cabin, I'm trying to reach the sleeping bags we tossed onto the top bunk to keep them out of the way. I was worried about us being cold, but seemingly you have other ideas on how to keep us warm. When you join me inside, you slide your hands around me and upwards so your hands can go to my chest. No bra on under my sweater, and your fingers eagerly go to my piercings. After a moment, one hand goes downwards and slips under the waistband of my sweatpants, of my underwear. Your fingers slip inside of me, and now the sleeping bags are completely forgotten. My arms pressed against the wooden board of the bunk bed to keep myself steady. Because your fingers feel too fucking good. And you know it. You've learned a long time ago that feeling your fingers inside of me just ends up with me begging for more. For something else. I desperately need you to fuck me, and you're more than happy to help with that. You remove your hand from my waistband and bring it up to my face, slipping your fingers into my mouth while your other hand pulls everything down to my feet. Your sweatpants seem to follow. You grab one of my legs, kick the pant leg off of it, and lift it so my foot is resting on the bottom bunk. And without much warning, you slide into me, causing me to moan around your fingers. While you begin to relentlessly thrust into me. Oh my god. The cabin has small solar lights and a few big windows. It's pitch black outside, so it would be easy to look in and see what was happening. But we're in the middle of nowhere, so it doesn't even cross my mind to be even vaguely concerned about that. Instead, my thoughts are all about how fucking good you feel. Oh my god. But the problem is that you feel too fucking good. And my legs are gonna keep holding me up. So eventually you remove your fingers from my mouth and tell me to get on the bottom bunk on all fours. My legs still feel wobbly while you use one hand to grab the top of my shoulder and the other hand to hold onto my waist as you position yourself to the edge of the bed and slide back into me. But it's so much easier to stay propped up when I'm on my elbows. Oh god. I say it all the time, but you feel so good. Look good like this, but honestly, you feel good no matter what way. It's way too easy to let my head drop a bit. My mind melting, but your hand on my shoulder moves to my hair and pulls on it slightly, forcing my head up. I realize you're making me look in the window. At the reflection. Our top halves are still fully clothed, but what's happening is still obvious, and fuck, seeing the reflection just, oh god, puts me over the edge. It makes me come undone. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck, you're gonna make me come. Oh fuck. Oh god, I want you to come with me. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh my god, please come with me. The worst part is I'm about to leave for a trip, and it's gonna have like next to no alone time, so I really am just craving a weekend getaway from my own vacation at this point.